This is 1021 WMUK. In Oshtemo Township, a drama's brewing over the future of an old schoolhouse, the stately but run-down No. 10 school on Stadium Drive near 9th Street. The owner of a local construction and tree-cutting business has bought it and wants to fix it up. But he'd have to park heavy trucks there, and Oshtemo says that's a no-go. Planners may give a final thumbs down at a meeting tonight. As WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports, if the schoolhouse changes hands, it may get torn down.
The No. 10 school turned 150 last year. A two-story brick building with tall windows and a belfry, it once served students who walked to school and hung their tin drinking water cups by their coats. When I did a story about the building a few years ago, it was owned by preservationist Richard Spiegelmeyer, and he told me he wanted to sell it to someone who would save it.
It's an integral part of Oshtemo. 1870 is when it was built.
Eventually, he found his buyer, Jack Livingstone, owner of a local construction and tree removal business.
I'd renovated some other difficult projects and brought them back from the dead. And he said, "You're just the guy that can do this, and I've been looking for someone like you for 20 years.
Livingstone wants to restore the school, turn it into apartments and the HQ for his business. But the plan's at an impasse. The township says it cannot allow Livingstone to park heavy trucks on the property, the ones he uses for tree cutting. That's according to the packet for tonight's meeting. Livingstone says the township is chasing off the one person who wants to renovate the school.
It's kind of strange that they would want to do that to their own community and sabotage their own downtown.
Township officials declined to be interviewed for this story. In a statement, Supervisor Libby Heine Cogswell said Oshtemo does value the schoolhouse, but township planners acknowledge they won't force a developer to keep it. The township accuses Livingstone of illegally running his business from the property. Livingstone says it's the township that's acting in bad faith, throwing up bureaucratic hurdles as he tries to salvage the building.
It's been one thing after the next. It's been one, warning after the next. Whatever we're doing is wrong, and it just keeps changing.
Livingstone says the ban on heavy trucks is just the latest reason officials have given him for why his business won't work on the site. He also says officials have acted strangely and improperly at times while visiting it. He says on one occasion, his workers saw a man with binoculars watching them from across the property.
When questioned about who they were, he was refusing to identify themselves, and then it turns out they were from the township.
The township denies this, but Livingstone says another time he arrived to find a township inspector urinating behind the schoolhouse.
You know, the contempt is palpable when they use it as a toilet.
In an email, the township acknowledged that was improper and added, quote, "Now that we know about the inappropriate behavior, it'll be addressed." Livingstone says he's been ready to throw up his hands.
I'm not a person who gives up easily, but I'm also not someone who's going to chase windmills forever, you know.
But an architect who's been working with Livingstone on the schoolhouse drawings urged him to seek a meeting with the Planning Commission. Richard Schramm's office is near the school, and he's worried it won't survive if Livingstone's proposal gets rejected.
If they turn him down at this meeting, you're going to be looking at a Dollar General on that site.
Livingstone says he had an offer from the discount chain and he'd make a profit selling to it. Schramm is looking to the planning board.
We can save the building, and I'm trying to be as persuasive as I can with them to flex a little bit the way trees do when the wind blows.
But it's not clear that will be enough. And they said local historic status, which Schramm is seeking, wouldn't change that. The board will meet virtually at 6 o'clock this evening. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.
Disclosure, a member of the Oshtemo Township Planning Board is related to an employee of WMUK.